I mean, just an amazing thing on the Gemara we did yesterday. So we should stop on it for a second. You know, I sent some very interesting Maramic diamonds for today. But in the Gemara we did yesterday, the Gemara started out that it said that Staka is Shikula from all the mitzvahs, right? In the Gemara. Gemara says, Now, I have no idea what that pasuk is. So if you look at Taisus, Taisus says, this pasuk is by building the base of Mikdash, the title of the Gabayas. It says, call Shane Staka. So Taifas pretty much is saying that it's a bigger mitzvah to give staka than to do the bedek habayis. Now, Pashup Shah, we're not talking about staka just that the person is dying of starvation, because Gemara, I mean, I don't know, when people bring this chazal, shkuda staka, can I get call on mitzvahs, they refer to every staka. They don't just refer to staka in the, you know, the extreme case when a person is starving to death. No, I don't think so. This chazal, shkuda staka, kneya kol mitzvahs, refers a regular staka. Person ani comes to you. He needs a, you know, he needs wedding money to marry off chachnasas kawa. The chari, you have this, we say, shkuda staka, kneya kol mitzvahs. Right? It doesn't mefarish. So comes along Taisus and says, it's a koshke from Bednik Abayas. So that's wild. That means that the staka, you know, imagine if we were doing, you make a shmooth out of it. Imagine if they would come knocking on your door and say, you know, the base of Megdish needs to be repaired. And, you know, we need your money to help us repair the base of Megdish. You know, so staka, according to Tavis, is a kol shekane from Bednik Abayas. Anyway, so I saw in the Netziv, in the Hamik Dover, that he says that this is a machlekes rishayim, whether staka is greater than bedek habayis, the base of Migdish. And he says it's totally on the Gemara that we did in the beginning of the year, not so long ago. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Medeis, the Gemara says about the not out to knock down a shul unless you build the next shul. Gemara says, what happens if you already have everything ready? Amane Ravina Ravashi, that's in Gimel Medeis. Amane Ravina Ravashi, Gavu Zuze, Umachte Mai. If you have everything ready, Amane, Demo Misramane, Pidgin Shvuyim. That maybe we're nervous, so maybe it'll be Pidgin Shvuyim. So, I don't know if your Gemaras have it. In my Gemara, there's a gimel, a fancy Gemara. Okay? There's a gimel on pigeon shvuyim, and it says that the marshal was goyreis dimo misrami milsim the mitzvah. So there's two gerses in the Gemara, and of gimel mebeis. Are we nervous and maybe a pigeon shvuyim, or nervous a mitzvah? I don't know. The marshal's in the back. I don't know if you have it. You have it on the Gemara. Where's this? Dim is trying to pigeon shoe him. I don't know if you have the marshal there on the side of the Gemara. An old, good old fashioned Gemara. Look.
I have.
Yeah, and it's on the good old fashioned Gemara, and that's the marshal marked off. Dilma.
It's on the
Rabbinic Gershon. Yes, in the Miseres Hashas, it says, Nuzach Achrina, Milsa de Milza. The Miseres Hashas.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I have it.
The Miseres Hashas, that's in a regular, plain, ordinary Gemara.
Right.
And the Rashao brings it in the back. So then it says that these are two Gershons in the Rishayim, and it's totally on this Shaila. If you hold that base Knesset is a greater mitzvah than staka. So you can't say Dilma is rabbin a mitzvah, because a mitzvah means like staka. What do you mean a mitzvah? Beis Knesset is greater than a mitzvah. So then the Gemara had to say dafka pidgin shvuyim. Pidgin shvuyim is pikuach nefesh. That's like the highest level. Okay. But if you learn that staka is a greater mitzvah than beis Knesset, which is tight to seem to say it's even greater than the Bedek Abayis. So surely, according to Taisvis, if it's greater than Bedek Abayis, it's greater than building a shul. Right? The Chayra, especially we didn't even say it's not like there's no other shul in the city necessarily. Just shul, okay, another shul would be more comfortable, whatever. So so according to Taisvis, that staka is great, is a kosher game from Bedek Abayis, so you don't need pidgin shvuyim. So any mitzvah will be good. So that's very beautiful. And the Siv says that our Taisis, and here on the Tessa Manalith, based on our Taisis, is how you have to be Geiris, you have to change the Geiris. So where there were two Geiris, it's based on the Geiris on Gimel with Beis. And I thought that was very nice.
How does the other Lashon get addressed Taisus Kasha here?
I'm not so smart. He doesn't say. But it just brings that there's Taisus says that there's a that it's a kosher game Bedek Abayis. Yeah, and it's sitting in a sieve here. And the parasha's Truma, the end of Truma. He brings he said it's even in the Chazal, it's a machlokes. Says he calls it psikta rabasi.
What's the machlokes?
It is whether what's more important, binyan beis hamikdash or staka.
Where's the Taisus on Daf Tes?
The bottom Taisus.
Amid
Aleph? An Amid Aleph. The last line. Yes, that's Amid Aleph. Half of God, the high crow, God, we
yeah.
I know better than Gabayas. There it is. Kosher and Saka. So if we see that better than Gabayas is going to get called mitzvahs, so surely Saka. So Taisus is clearly saying that Saka is greater than building the Bedek Abayis to the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's better than Bedek Abayis, Beis HaMikdash, it would also be better than any shul. That's what he says. And it says, Lamanu Rabbeinu, the G'dayis Dukar Aniyim Ibinyan Beis HaMikdash. He says that we can learn out from the Shultas as the same kind of Diyak.
Rebbe, don't we always say that one life is doicha everything? I'm saying we always say yeah. That life is doicha that.
Right, that's pidgin shvuyim. Pidgin shvuyim is a life, but we're not talking stalker's not a life.
Yeah, they always say it's chiyus. It's saving somebody, even if it's $1, he can go get a job, whatever he has.
Not saving a guy's life.
We consider that chiyus. That's what we're giving somebody life.
Okay, it's not considered the same as saving a guy's life. Giving him he needs a new shirt, he needs a new car, he needs to make a chaklasas cow, he needs to buy an apartment for his daughter. Okay, not together of pidgin shvuyim. So that's he says the machlokes that our taisus is mukhruch, that it's better than that staka is better than beis hamikdash.
According to the pshat we said yesterday, that shkula means that it includes, like all the 630 mitzvahs.
Yeah.
How can you really, do a kal vachomer? We're not discussing over here if it's a greater mitzvah, it's not a greater mitzvah. It's just a matter of, it doesn't include all the 630 mitzvahs. And that should really not have nothing to do with greatness.
But yes, it does. I mean, it has to do with greatness. So he's saying if Bedek Abayis includes, then surely Stuck includes. That means Stuck is greater. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a kol shekain. Taisus makes a kol shekain.
I know, but that's what I'm asking. This is not something that you can make a kol shekain. I mean,
you make a kol shekain?
So can we make a kol shekain from tzitzis? No, it's two different mitzvahs. Tzitzis whatever the reason it has all 613 in it, it has. So I'll tell you the same thing, Berakah Bayit, for whatever reason, Berakah Bayit has all the other mitzvahs in it. But says who that stuck has all 613 mitzvahs in it.
Because it's probably in the same family, but it's just a better form. A better form, if it's in the same family, but a better form. Yeah. See, he brings he says in Yoredeya, Simin Resh Mem Tes. I didn't look this up. The Ma'arik says that a basic Knesset is bigger than the mitzvah stuck it on the end. And the Gra disagrees. Since it's a machlokes, the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra in Resh Mem Tes. That the Meshuch Mechaber, or I don't know, Mechaber Rabbah, is passing like the Ma'arik. That Beis HaKnesses is the Adif. Now the question is, if you have a limited amount of money, what do you do with it? So in Resh Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch is basking that this your day of Resh Mem Tes, that a Beis HaKnesses comes first. And the Gra disagrees. The Gra says that Tzedakah comes first. But he says the Gra brings a Raya, he says from Pei and Shkalim. Okay. But he says in his Siv, that we have a raya from our tzaisis, and it's totally on the two gerses and daf gimel with beis. So it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch between the Gra and the Ma'arik. It's a machlokes in the two gerses and daf gimel with beis, and our tzaisis would go only according to the Gra, and that one gerses and daf gimel with beis. That's how we think it. It's very interesting. No, I think it's interesting. Okay. Anyway, no, like you never know. Like sometimes, that's why, what do I like with in these little Gemaras, you have sometimes such big Yesidus hidden. These little teeny Dices, the big shayla, what's considered a bigger mitzvah. Yeshiva, I know in Rabbi Nyman's index cards, they had Rabbi Nyman had index cards, and I remember when I was a bucher, I snuck through some of Rabbi Nyman's index cards. I was reading them. Because Rabbi Nyman was away, and I was used to learning with Yisrael Yitzchak, his son. We used to read his father's index card. So he had there a shayla from the Reshiva, how are you supposed to break up your tzedakah money? So I think the Reshiva quoted Rav David. Anyone remember exactly? And there was some formula that I think it's two parts to yeshiva and one part to aniyim. Anyone remember? No?
Doesn't Chavetz Chaim discuss this in Avos Chesed?
It could be. I'm only remember, you know, I have no bekiyas. My own bekiyas is from Rabbi Nyman's index card. Pretty embarrassing.
But, is that while you're alive or after? Or
no, when you're alive. Where are you supposed to? You're giving tzedakah. You have money to give tzedakah. So how do you, give out your tzedakah? So I think he said you give a larger amount to yeshivas. Now it could be that giving to a Talmud Chacham who needs money is both. So that's also, you know, that would work too. You know, but he said that the you should give more to Torah, yeshivas, and the second part to Aniyim, smaller part to Aniyim.
I thought it goes to Kreizim, and then it goes to Kreizim.
I think I heard Yeshiva held like not just yeshivas, but like half or maybe Azakaris type to the yeshiva and okay. Brand. No, but I'm saying that would be not just that, somebody learning. I'm saying something as a Hakaris type to the yeshiva.
Yeah, well, that. But I think that's probably okay. I hear, but that might only be once. You have the count, you're supposed to give to yeshivas, and you decide which yeshiva. But okay, anyway, but here, according to comes out of what we have here, is that there's a machlokes, a ma'arik, and the gra, whether it's shul or bedek abayis in a beis hamikdash, and ani, what comes first? According to the gra, an ani would come first, and according to the ma'arik, a shul would come first. According to the yeshiva, saying that maybe even the ma'arik would agree a beis medrash. It's better than a shul. Beis Medrash can be better than the Beis HaMikdash even. You know, that's the necessity for Torah to be learned. But okay.
The anyway. Rebbe is clearly saying that this that we're talking about is a tzedakah that has no shaykhis, is chiyus somehow.
Not Pikuach Nefesh. Parshat Pshat, Stalker here, the Gemara is saying, they're not talking only Pikuach Nefesh. It's talking about all stalkers. You're giving him a new shirt, a new car. You make him feel good. You know that. I don't think that's in the gather of Pikuach Nefesh. Stalker.
Is it possible that it's based on a svara that the tzedakah, that even though this particular case is not Pikuach Nefesh, but Lamaisa, if everybody would say that svara, that, you know, they're going to give to the Bedek HaBayis or whatever, then some people are going to die because of that, Lamaisa.
Okay, I don't know. You know, it's hard to know what the svar is. But
there's a Gemara earlier, you know? Rabbi. The Gemara earlier on our daf, I think, goes through the difference between clothing. It's like a machlek samaraim there, between clothing and food. Which one do we not mahar or achar, and that we have to give automatically without asking questions? Which is more important, I'm saying. There's all different types of levels.
Okay, but when the Gemara says, Shkula staka, yes, it can make all mitzvahs, it doesn't specify what type of staka. So Pashas, it's on all stakas, whether it's clothes, food, it's all included. And David says it's a kosher came from Bedek HaBayis. Okay, I should go further, but just it's interesting that according to Tysus, staka is greater than Bedek HaBayis. One thing for sure, I just have to get out my Kanoyas, is that Staka is a much bigger Indian than giving money to build the Kedem of the Beis HaMikdash. For those people that are giving money today, there's some kind of, in the old city, that they're building the Kedem of the Beis HaMikdash, that they're wasting their money. Right.
But Rabbi, I'm sorry to interrupt. Isn't this the real halacha? I think that doesn't the Rambam say that the biggest tzedakah is giving somebody a job or something like that? It's a famous Rambam.
Okay.
I think
so there for what?
I'm just saying is that this, we say it's shakal kenega kulam. There are different levels. When we say when they make a business campaign, they don't
stuck up. But the Chazal were saying that tzedakah is shakal kenega kulam mitzvahs. Chazal didn't specify which staka. Enochinami, within stakas, there are different targets of staka. But if Chazal says shakal staka gekol mitzvahs, it does. I think we have a right to assume it includes the entire gamut of stakas, everything that fits under the umbrella of staka, whether it's giving him a job or giving him clothes or giving him a car or giving him food. It's all in under the umbrella of staka. And by all of them, we say Shkunuga Shkula Ganga Kol Mitzvahs. And Taiva says it's learned from a pasuk that it's a Kavachomer from Bedek HaBayis. So that means that Staka is greater than Bedek HaBayis, which he brings and insists that the Gros says in Yeridaya, which I didn't look and see inside, regretfully, Resh Mem Tes, and the Ma'arik disagrees. And he says it's turning the two Gerses on Daf Kimoma Beis. Okay, let's go further. Okay, so we had yesterday that the Noshecha Staka. If you saw in the sheet I sent, I don't know if you people got a chance to see, I sent a whole bunch of sheets. I think this time I actually sent them that the Ma'arau learned that it's because because only if the Goyim basically just torture, you know, force you to take your money and your mekabel gzeres akash baruch hu besimcha. And it's considered that the tinas mamin is nechshav can tefilas nefesh, and we're getting our yisurim. That's why it works. So that would be, I don't know if that would apply to taxes. Because Pshat is, he's learning, it's like the Goyim are taking, are stealing our money. So it's like they're stealing our lives. And therefore, it's a kapara. It's a kapara. If you're case your chayav misa, and when you lose your money, it's like you lose your life. Okay, so I don't know if the Ma'arav Pshat is very likely would not apply. But the Sam Sofer pretty much said it by Masim, and you know, that sounded like taxes. So, okay, we were inclined. I don't know. But then the Sam Sofer Svara, I think, would apply to taxes. Okay, let's do the next Gemara. Amar Rava. Hi, Milsa. That's a very interesting piece here. Hi, Milsa. Ishtaboyri Ula Mishkaish Urte de Ime. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain why he's called that. That was his name. His name was. The last line of Gemara on Testament Day, Aleph. That's where we got up to yesterday. We did it. We got up to the last line. I'm just going further. The last line of Testament Aleph, Amar Rava. Hi, Milsa Ishtaboyri Ula. That was his name. Mishkes, and I pronounce it, Orchei de Ime. So Rashi says, is referring to Rav Sheshes. He's calling Rav Sheshes that because Rav Sheshes caused his mother to. But there's a different. It depends on the Rashi and Taisvis. Taisvis has a different shot in the story. The Gemara is going to bring a story. If you look at Rabbeinu Gershom, he says Olam Echad that it just means that some individual. But the Rashi there is Rav Sheshes. It depends on the when you get to the Gemara. There's a Machlokes in the Gemara whether it was Ula Rav Sheshes' mother or this other person's mother. So I'm not sure. Oh, okay. So it's Migad Mishmeda Boazer. Okay. So he's given this nickname for something the Gemara is going to bring a Maisa. Why he has a strange nickname. My Dixiv, Ayu Ubishtaka Kishiryon. Don't know exactly what a Kishiryon is, but it seems it's some kind of like armor. No? Is that?
Kishiryon is an armor, even in modern Hebrew.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good. So Lomar Nacha, Ma Shiryon, Ma just like armor, they call Klipa Mr. Shiryon. Apparently, the way they made the armor is they made a few pieces together. So there's I saw two different shotim. One shot was that this was just in the spaces. You know, basically the armor was a few sheets of metal, but there were holes, there were spaces. So to fill up the spaces where it wasn't sitting tight, they would put in a few little pieces of metal to like fill in the holes. Somebody else said that the entire armor was made up of little pieces because then it's flexible and it's bendable. You can bend. It depends like how fancy the armor was. So it was, you know, if it's just a straight piece of metal, then you can't bend. You can't, it's not flexible. So either it means that the entire armor was made up of little pieces of metal, or just the fillers, the around the neck, where you couldn't cut the metal exactly to the size.
Maybe it's layers.
Okay, I'm just saying when I saw two different people say they shot them. So, but it's saying that somehow or another the armor is made up of little pieces. It's saying either the entire armor or parts of the armor. So the armor is made up of klipa. Mr. Rev is a Sherian Gado. Ah, Staka called Pruta, Mr. Rev is a Cheshman Gado. Oh. So by Staka, every Pruta, Mr. Rev is a Cheshman Gado. Rev Chanina Amar Mehacha, different Pasik. Okay, beg it. I don't know how you would pronounce that. Let me look on the side. Kebeg it Edom, calls it Koseinu. Ma beged zeh kol nima nima. Mr. Rebbe's a beged is made up of little threads. Okay, so this is a very interesting Gemara. In other words, the Gemara makes a big deal out of this that Rava says ishtaboy the ula. Right, ishtaboy I think means he swore to me. No, that means that it's like it's not such a big chiddush. And then you have a machlokes, what pasuk we learn it out from? Like it sounds like it's also pasuk pshat is no nafkamina, and what pasuk we learn it out from? Pashtus. So I'm sure some people might make a nafkamina, what pasuk we learn it out from, but pashtus. In the pashtus of the Gemara, there's no nafkamina. We'll have to see if anyone said there's a nafkamina. But But the, you know, sometimes some achrayim, they like to, when these machlekes and drushes, they like to explain that there's some kind of nafkamina. But Pashas is no nafkamina. So he's saying that the, so the question, what the drush is. So the shayla is, what is this great chiddush? You know, what is this great chiddush that we have here? They have to swear, and you need two drushes. Push it. Every time you do, if you do two mitzvahs, so they join together, you get a bigger, you get more.
Is it possible that a shtoy means that he told him?
Okay, but even if you tell him, even if you say that, like, what is this? What's the chiddush? Oh, prove the truth, Mr. Rebbe is a chesed God, though. I should hope so. You would say the same thing by learning every word. Oh, mina v'mina, Mr. Rebbe is a chesed God, though. What you say about every mitzvah? You do a lot of learning. So it's Mistarif.
We don't say that. Like we say with Rabbi Akiva, you know, 12 years plus 12 years is not equal to 24 years.
Okay. Well, it's definitely 12 years and 12 years is more than 12 years. It's
more than 12, but it's not 24 years.
Okay. In other words, what you're saying, to say it in English, is that there's quantity and quality. Right? In other words, that quantity, 12 and 12 is 24. But you don't have the quality of 24. 24 is a higher quality. So what it sounds like the Gemara is saying is the call Bruce Brother God, though, of course, like quantity wise, you give stucco twice, you got double as many mitzvahs. You give three times, you got three times as many mitzvahs. You give four times. Every day the gabe, they come around with the pushka. And every day I stick my quarter or my dower, whatever, depending on who you are or whatever you do, you put your dower into a pushka. So of course, every day you get a mitzvah.
Here it's a bigger kiddush because you're only doing part of it. Right? No, it's by you say by like by Torah, right? The 12 by 12. Over here you're doing both halves. You're doing everything. So together it's bigger. Over here you're just doing one small thing. Other people are doing other parts.
Well, and still, it's... But you do call pruta pruta. You still only did this part. You didn't do the whole thing. Mr. Rabbis, the Cheshbon Gado. What does that mean?
Means that even though I only did a little bit, but since it's been starved with what you did and what other people
that's
did.
That's not what it's. No. I don't think that's how they learn. They're not learning Mr. Rabbis other people's prutas. They're learning it's Mr. Rabbis with your prutas. That's how everyone seems to learn. That when you give stock a few times, every time, I believe that's how the people are learning, that if you give staka, call pruta pruta, that you give, not that prutas of other people give. Maybe somebody learns like you, but I don't think that's how, you know, all the people that I sent you, they don't learn that way. I don't think so, no?
The muscle sounds like that. Who? The muscle sounds like that. You just have one piece in the chain, and...
Okay,
and
but
with the rest, it's much more better.
At least all the people I send, that so they all learn it's going on this on the person. That the person, he goes ahead and he does sucker. You know, you're answering the question by saying that's a different shah in the chazal. Okay, I hear. But the way, at least the way most people sound like they're learning shah. And if you give staka, call pruta pruta that you give. If you give, so then Mr. Rebbe is a cheshbon gadol. So you're saying that that's not pshat. It means if someone else, if you give, and someone else gives. Okay, I don't know, but that's how they're learning, I believe. So the shot is what that means. So Sandy is saying that because the chiddush is that the quality. Obviously, quality wise, giving someone an ani comes knocks on your door and you give him $20 or $100, $1,000. So, quality wise, that's a bigger mitzvah than if you just gave him a dollar, gave him a quarter. So, even though, so if I give every day, I give a dollar to the pushka, so I never had the quality of giving $500. So therefore, you would say that I have 500 times the mitzvah of giving a dollar. So he said, no, you get the mitzvah of quality of giving $500. So the $1 million shaita, I know that's a pun, is what? So what is that? So what's better? Now, based on this Gemara, is it better to give $500 at one time, or is it to give 500 times $1? Right, that's the shaita, the famous Rambam. But that's the shaita in this Gemara, because here, the Gemara seems to say a chiddush. They call pruta pruta Mr. Refes the cheshbon gadol. So then it's kava chomer. If I can actually give the cheshbon gadol, that's even better. You know, you don't need a chayra. You know, this is like a ki'ila. This is a chiddush, a lamdisha trick. That even though it's not cheshbon gadol, and it has a chisarin that it's only a dollar, so it's only 500 dimes. Of a 50 times a dollar, which is lacking in quality. It's a cheap sucker. But in Lomdis, it's considered like I gave $50. But if I would mamish get $50 one time, just that would be better.
But then you wouldn't have the advantage of the different mice. I mean, once this Lomdis is true, then you should give 500 times because you get both then.
Oh, okay.
Get both advantages.
You say that even though that, but it's now that this alumnus is true, but is the alumnus true that it's considered like only like once you gave $50, or the alumnus true that every time you gave $50? I don't know. It's called Puta Puta Mr. Efes, but it's only considered like you gave once $50. Anyway, so it seems if you, I sent this big, all these sheets, so it seems that there's a gigantic machlokes. That we have in the sheet that I said, I like to read them inside because there's two camps. There's the Maharau and the Taras Chaim.
Well, what's the question again? What's the question? The
question is a practice halacha lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, shayla halacha lemaisa. I have $50 to give to Staka, right? I go ahead and I made my cheshbon $50. $500, $5,000, it makes no difference. I made my cheshbon of the year for Meiser, and I figured out that I can give this year $5,000. Okay? So, is it a better inyan? Should I go ahead and write out one check to $5,000, and then I get a big Meiser? Or should I give it every week, I give $100? And then after 50 weeks, I gave $5,000.
Okay.
Shaila is, on one hand, doing it every week, Rafi say, which is right, that's what the Rambam seems to say. I'm not sure if the Rambam says it, because we'll have to see in the different shot. That's what people quote the Rambam, because every time you have a reinforcement of Chinuch HaMusar, and you have also the volume of mitzvahs, by giving every week, you have 50 Maisa mitzvahs. So in the quantity of mitzvahs, you have more. But on the other hand, by giving one time, in the quality of mitzvahs, you have more. Because the whole chant in this Gemara, you see from this Gemara that giving a larger amount is a greater quality. So what's better? Should you go ahead and do the $5,000 at one time and get the maida of the quality? It's anyway. So Rafi said, well, you anyway get the quality because mistarif, but it could be that if it's, you know, it's always the real thing is always better than a lomdisha thing. So maybe give the $5,000 up front one time and get the maida, or andarabba, go ahead and give it, break it up and get the quantity.
We don't care about the other person who's getting it. Don't we ask the shaylif if 50 aniyim come in? Is it better to give $50 to one or $1 to 50 different aniyim? It's not. It's not just a.
Okay,
you know,
that's a different. That'd be a different shaylif. Okay, I know. Let's say the shaylif. We'll make the shaylif simple. I'm giving them. I dive in the yeshiva, and every day they walk around with a pushka, and the money is going to the exact same source. So should I better go ahead one day, every day, drop a quarter into the pushka or a dollar into the pushka? Or should I just one day come at the beginning of the year and write a check for the full year, put it in the pushka, when I'm going to give the whole year? So what? Which way is better? So it seems, in the, I don't know, we're running out there seems to be two camps. So there's the Maharal and the Teres Chaim is in one camp, and the Rambam and the Rashbats is in a different camp. And what's interesting is that I suspect that in both camps, they're not saying exactly the same thing. In other words, even though the two sets are two, but they're both sets are not always the same. So let's read them carefully and see if they're the same or different. Now there's definitely a machlokes here, but the shaila is whether they're, so let's start with the Maharal. The Maharal, I think I sent it in one group, a whole bunch of sheets. So there's the Maharal. I have to get it myself. Where is it? Yeah, Nesivas Oilam. Nesivas Oilam. Then two pages in Nesivas Oilam.
Right.
Okay. So on the first page in Nesivas Oilam, it's on page Kuf Ayin Chet. Amar Rav Mishmei de Rabbi Elazar. Ma'idik says that you be Saka Kishirion. Lomer Chom Mashirion Azeh. Called Klipa, Klipa, Starveris, and Sherian Gado, Avstaka, called Pruta, Pruta, and Sarah, and Kheshman Gado, Rav Chanina, Rehaka, Kebeget, and I think it says pronounced Edom, I think, Edom. I remember when I was in Yeshiva, we had a speech class. It was either from Rav Chayin or Rav Fink used to give it. And he said, before you give a Gemara Shir, always check the Psukim. Because you always have some Israeli that'll know Tanakh and it'll make fun that you're mispronouncing, misreading the psukim. So I would have read it Edom, but okay. But apparently the word is not Edom, but it's the word is Kebeged Edom. Okay. So that's Rabbi Fink's advice. Check the psukim. Kebeged Edom kol sitkosenu. Each mitzvah is individual. So you did two individual mitzvahs. The ancient mitzvahs. So if I learn for 5 minutes today, and I learn for 5 minutes tomorrow, so I have two mitzvahs of 5 minutes. Avos Taka ain't okay. Taka's not like that. Rak, got your noising Taka. Yoyin Pruta. Unamacha Pruta. That's why he's learning that the same person is giving. Ad Elv Zuzim. Eitzah Shem Yisborach. Ain't no next. It's not like you gave 1,000 times one pruta. Rak eight so Hashem is brak meshach ki also staka gedayla. Ela zuhuvim, you gave 1,000 zuhuvim at once. Ki has staka misarev is a cheshmen gado. Bidover them a yukha the mitzvahs a staka yaisa mishar mitzvah. This is a special thing by staka. Kasher shayesh mitzvah yachra sot kosha. I know. And if you were making the mitzvah chala, call the ankan sirif, call it isaf the atma. Okay, just give another an example. It's like each time you gave a little chala, they may start a cheshmen gado. Bizarre that in your muflik, this is an amazing thing. I should top it ahead of them. Okay. Says in Maharal, Yesha, you write in Leimar, this is, I believe, the Rambam. So some people say that it's better to give a little one many times than to give once a lot. So since when you give, every time you give, it's a separate ma'aseh mitzvah. So it comes out that in quantity, you're getting more mitzvahs. Sounds like they're saying, well, he's quoting it, that when you give 100 hours, you're only getting one mitzvah. You gave within one nice mitzvah. You get one mitzvah, which is a good quality. But if you give 100 times a dower, you're getting many mitzvah.
Doesn't the Rambam say that it's the Hisairivus? Not you know, that it's 100.
I understand. That's why I said that there might be two different shatim in each shita. I agree with you. They could be, that's, I think there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashbats, what the svar is. But he's quoting Svara that because keep it called echad mitzvah fe'atzma. Maybe that's not the Rambam, you're right. That might be the Rashbats. You know, I don't remember. But he's quoting the Svara that he's working with is because you want quantity of mitzvahs. And when you give 100 hours, you don't have quantity of mitzvahs. But here, you get quantity of mitzvahs. He said, the divrei achamim ain't a mukach kaf. Adarav. Shebalilmo dafim lo de ma'at mistar biyachad. As I was saying, a chiddush. If you give a little bit, you know what? We'll view it as if you gave it all together. When we call
this is Dafka by Tzedakah, right?
Yes. So he's saying that by, you see from the Chazal here, they come to Maral is saying that this Gemara is connected. What we always say the famous, again, it's whether it's the Rambam or the Rashbats, I don't remember. I do agree with Sandy. The reason they usually give is not what he's quoting. We usually say that it's better to give Tzedakah many times, either because of the svara that Sandy said, because it has more ashpa on the person, which is a musr svara, which pashas musr would not be daicha halacha, or there's a mitzvah svara, because what he brings, because you want to get the greatest quantity of mitzvahs, and you're doing, if you give it just once, you're only getting one nice mitzvah. If you break it up 100 times, you get 100 ma'aseh mitzvahs. But he says that the fact that the Gemara says that we'll be mistarefed together shows that mistarefed is a cheshbon gadol, that really the best thing would be to do the cheshbon, the gadol. That would have been the best thing. If you didn't do the cheshbon gadol, Kodesh Baruch Hu does you a favor and mistarefed a cheshbon gadol. So he's learning the Maharal that the maida of one quantity mitzvah in a higher quantity, higher quality, is greater than the maida. You know, it doesn't sound like he's arguing with the surah that he brings. Shekol achas mitzvah b'neatzma, but he's just saying that you want to get the quality. Quality is daicha quantity. What that is generally a hashkafa that we usually do say, that quality, you know, you learn, we say by davening, what does it say? That the Shulchan Aruch say, tov miyad b'kavana, meharbe b'di kavana, right? So the quality is like a quantity. So, you know, we say Ian, we learn less, but we learn more by Ian. So the quality is like a quantity. That's a general rule in Ashkafa. So let's not get off. You gotta get me going and we're not gonna learn anything. But the then we don't have quality or quantity. But the Maral is saying that what he's saying, that since you see from this Gemara, that the quality, the maida is to get that matana gedaita, start a cheshbon gadol. So that's a quality, and that's what's much better. So if we want that quality, so then we should go ahead and better to do that. That's doicha, the fact that other svara that you want koecha achas mitzvah fe'atzma. Right? That's what the Maral is saying. Okay. I don't know. You know, I don't know what that chazal means. So let me leave that chazal alone. That chazal, I think, means something else. That you do what your potential. You're judged by your potential. But okay, then let's look at the Torah's Chaim, who's on the same basic shita. I sent it in a different email because I saw it a few minutes later. So I didn't put it, but the Torah's Chaim. He says basically the question is he's saying the same thing or not. Let's just read him quickly. It's not the same. Why? So he sounds a little different. He sounds because it's on the Gavra. The morale, at least the way we read it, is because it's a bigger Maisa Mitzvah. And he's saying it's because it's less of an Isayan. Right? It sounds like a little different Svara. When you break it up into little pieces, no big deal. It's easy to part with a dower. Okay, I'll give you a dower. They'll cup it in its kude high. You know, it depends, right? It sounds like a different Svara. That when you break it up into small pieces, so you're making that there's no Nisayan. And there, and therefore, you know, you're taking away the Fum Saira Agra.
We're supposed to.
It's a trick, but it might be more schar when you give it when you do have the Fum Saira Agra. So the Torah's Chaim is saying it sounds different than the Maral. The Maral said, the way we read the Maral, not sure if it's Mukhra, but that's how we read it, because he didn't talk to Gavra. The result, that's why he brought an example of the Chawa. They're not talking about difficulty. It's a bigger mitzvah. And he's saying, because you know, cup and inish kuri high, kishnas name achas achas. Rashmin, I call them in service. Kino knows about achas. So we view it as if you had that hard nisayin. But oh, dear, another reason. If Ishai Kosh Baruch Hu zoreas talkus, Hashem is zoreas talkus. Who shanoiz they manes talkus? Ma'adav kino who also pairs kol shana shana. He plants it. U'mishain adam scharo b'olam abba. I care about pairs. Paris Perusayim, if he rove Hashanim, because it keeps on growing. The time of the mill, so why do you get Paris? Shum da noise mon and sokon, even also yokon our vehicle and stock above the pragmacha over ribbis. And because you could have invested this money and made Paris. Also, Paris because Shana Shana. The chain sure is that day, that's just work with the Shine Karen of Paris. And since you could get, you could have made profit from your money, so Hashem gives you Paris from the stock you give. The half time of the shark and the mother, oh, Hatsi mother, the Vazakas, because that's the previous Yoko and Nasos Koiro, Avo, the mother. It's a Hatiko that you could invest. Avo, but I say, Bruta, Bruta, the shark, I time, a person would never invest a penny, Bruta. They know the Mistaka, but the Koiro, Avo, the Bruta Akas. The Havami, they're going for Zorko, the Cabo's car, Kesh, and Osan, the Vad. I mean, I call the Gosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim Pruta La Dodi Shem Odin the Chesmin Godo Zoranami. Um, high time of the boy, the Edo boy, Hoya Kobe's Pruta Zayan, Bobby Barbiga's man. Um, high time of because you could have gathered them together and made the profit. So he sounds similar to the Maral. He doesn't make the conclusion, but he has a different reason. The Maral sounds like that because the etzem, you're doing more to the ani. You know, you're making the ani, when you give the ani a big donation, you did something. You made a transformation. When you give a small donation, so it barely made a dent in anything. So it wasn't viewed as a real Mises Daka, as a big Mises Daka. And he's saying either because it's easier for you, the giver, or because you're not, you wouldn't take this money and you wouldn't have invested it. You would have just wasted it. You would have bought yourself a candy bar. You know, you find a dollar. What do you do with it? You know, you're not going to go invest it. So therefore, it just sounds like he's giving a different reason why giving a large sum is a bigger mitzvah. Okay, but he doesn't conclude. He doesn't conclude like the Maharal. But the Maharal, based on this, concludes that it's better to give that large sum. Right? That's what the Maharal says. That we have different reasons why be'etzem a large sum is better. So the Maharal concludes it's better to give the large sum. Right? That's the Maharal's opinion. Okay. Let's see quickly the other opinion. So let's see if we can do this quickly. So we have the Rambam and the Maratz. And the Rambam in Ovitz. So I call it the Roiva Maisa. Avalo al pi a Maisa. We go by the Roiva Maisa. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Ovitz. And when you want to be kind of the Midas, it doesn't hashpo on you. It's not on how big of a Maisa. It's an important psychology. The fact that you did one big Maisa does not have a hashpo on you, but rather it's the Ribui Maisa. Who? When you do something many times, that's when you're kind of, okay? Because just doing one big action doesn't make it part of your personality. You give one person $1,000. Well, tikkun al midas of nedivus. You don't get to be a generous person. You know, you did an amazing thing. Gave $1,000. Well, shenikdas mitchen nedodav el apal beav dinarim. The nedodav called the dinner, but there nedodav. If you did it 1,000 times, you were kinder. Fishesah chosra puudas of nedivus el apam. The nikkun al tchunas chazaka. Zeh pam achas bavad. It's right now. It's always gedayda ma'ase tayv. So that I understand. Okay, so the Rambam is a little funny. You know, the Rambam in the first part is talking about which way is your kind of more a midah. And he's saying that's on the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah and Pirkei Avos is saying, it's a Mishnah, says, I call it a Firoi Vamaisa. Now, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos is talking about Skar, no? Anyone know the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos? I think so. Says Hakol Safoi Barashus Nasuna the Vitaiva Olam Nidam Hakol of Iroiva Maisa. So what's it talking about? So the Rambam is saying that as far as Raiva Maisa, is that when you're kind of the midas tivus?
The purpose of the mitzvah is to change our midos, right?
Yeah.
Then it makes a lot of sense, right? If we derish time of the krah,
yeah.
And the reason is because that would change our midos. Then I think it makes a lot of sense that you would.
Is right that the Rambam is probably going in a hashkafa that really Hashem doesn't need our mitzvahs. So it's not what we're accomplishing. We're not accomplishing anything. Shem doesn't need us. The whole purpose of Midas Mitzvahs is to change ourselves. So the more you change yourself, the more scar you get. In other words, if you learn that there's a inherent mitzvah of a mitzvah, there's some kind of mystical, I don't know what, you know, the it's more like the push-up shot. You know, the Rambam is like a rationalist. But if you learn the more Kabbalistic approach, that there's some kind of mitzvah, a mitzvah is Kedusha, a mitzvah is Tenu Oiz Adokim, a mitzvah does, I don't, you know, whatever. So then, the Vorat is, you want to do as many mitzvahs as you can do. That's that other far that the Maharal quoted, which I believe the Rashbats is saying, we'll get there. But the, in other words, you want to do a volume of mitzvahs because it's better to get the volume of mitzvahs. The volume of mitzvahs is more important. But the Rambam doesn't seem to care about the volume of the mitzvahs. The Rambam seems to be only focusing on the hashpah on the person. Right? It's like a funny thing. The Rambam at the end, he brings about because he compares it to the shruyim. If you put it at one shavuot or 10 shruyim, like what's the comparison? Over there, you did 10 times as much. You're putting at 10 shruyim. Right? He said at the end, Ein schar mi shepad the dinner emeya shavayachad ki mi shepad the asar shruyim. So, I mean, that's bullshit, because there you did more, you know, I saved 10 shulim instead of one shavuot. But it sounds like from the Rambam that he doesn't make that difference, because he mixes it all together. In other words, we're not looking at the Maisa Mitzvahs per se. We're looking at, we're not looking at the result. The Rambam doesn't seem to be gairis that the result makes a difference. One Shavuot, 10 Shruyim. The Shaila is what you, the Hashpah on you. Right? That's what it sounds like, no?
From Saraga, Rebbe just said that breaks the Shir's Hamidos. That breaks my... You know, if I'm able to overcome and give out more money,
because of Agra, just said because of Hergo.
I understand, but there's a whole other side to breaking that midos. I think it's not just the Hergo part; it's also that I normally wouldn't take out that much.
Okay, but that's what the Rambam says. Rambam says it's a Hergo that's the main thing that breaks your midos.
But I'm asking.
Okay, that's what he says. It's in the Rambam. Is it knows?
Isn't the parish on Perkei Avos? Which is be in terms of midos, and that's why the Rambam interprets this memra for on Gabi Midas.
I don't know. I don't think Perkei Avos is only talking about midos. The whole Mishnah here is not just talking about midos. It says, I called Safi, Rashus Nesuna, Vatoiva Odom Nidom. I'm talking about Vatoiva Odom Nidom. I'm talking about how Hashem judges the world. I called it Viraiva Maisa. Parshat Shah, we're discussing. You know, they continue. I called softly. Hashem knows everything, but Aval began. I was just nesuna, and you have bechira chavshes. And the person judged betov. I call. He's going on the judgment. I call that in the judgment. The simple pshat and the Mishnah were discussing how your schar is. The continuation of the line before, "Petayva Odom Nido." So it would seem, I think that someone said it before, that the Rambam, Chaim said that the Rambam is a rationalist. He doesn't go for all this mystical things about a Maisa Mitzah and Kedusha. You know, he says the purpose Hashem gave mitzvahs to be mashpia on us. That's it. Hashem gave mitzvahs to help us, you know, the purpose of the mitzvah is to be mashpia on the person. You know, the mekubalim say the mitzvahs are, you know, there's the for Hakadosh Baruch Hu, some of them there's the tzara gavoa, you know, there's some kind of gavoa, you know, it's new Eizel Okim. right? I don't know what that means, but it's new eyes that okay means that the Nefesh HaChaim says when you make a bracha, what do you mean when you're making a bracha? So you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm giving a bracha to Hashem. Then a person has a kayak. Maybe Baruch Hu gave us that kayak, but Hashem gave us a kayak that we can manage. Give a bracha to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Bracha doesn't mean thank you. Bracha means you're giving him an uplifting, giving him strength. It's Tenu Oiz Elokim. You give Oiz. So every time you do a mitzvah, at least in the Mekubalim, you're doing something. You're creating a malach. You're creating a all these mystical things in the Kabbalah. Every time you do a mitzvah, you make a malach. You're doing nachas ruach lebayre. You're doing shuvah. So then it would make sense that the volume of the mitzvahs are greater. But if you say that Hashem doesn't need your mitzvahs, Hashem doesn't need it because our mitzvahs are meaningless. We don't need them. The only thing the mitzvahs are for our own good. Okay, so then the Rambam makes perfect sense. So then the only question is, which way are you going to be more have a hashpah? So it would be. So therefore, this is a better hashpah on your midos. Okay, we have to see. I just got to stack. I got to go Musar Vat. So I